People who go to the opera, and many who don't, are probably familiar with the classics, Carmen, La Traviata, The Magic Flute. But the Nashville Opera tries to get outside the mainstream at least once a year, and its latest foray is decidedly modern, a show that deals with unusual relationships in the 21st century. WPLN's Emily Seiner takes a look.
The opera is called Three Way. And yes, that kind of three-way. It's a show in three independent acts. One is about a robot programmed to be a domestic companion for lonely women like the main character Maya.
You may find it alarming, but Prince Charming is just an upgrade away.
Another act follows an evening with a group of swingers, and one is about an increasingly violent session with a professional dominatrix. John Humes is testing out a new prop for that act before a recent rehearsal. He's the CEO and artistic director of the Nashville Opera. Humes says he knows the subject matter is edgy, but then again, it's not like opera has ever shied away from occasional deviance. Take Faust, a classic about a guy who sells his soul to the devil.
And then he meets a young, innocent girl. He gets her pregnant, and by the end, she gives birth and then strangles her own baby. So compared to that, Three Way's nothing. Seriously.
Still, Three Way, composed by Robert Patterson, is a little more brazen in its approach. There are not many operas where two characters have a fight over safe words, or where the term cis male is defined in song.
It means you embrace your socially designated gender.
The Nashville Opera wants to bring in shows that test the limits. They're exciting to produce, and they boost the company's reputation nationwide. This particular piece is a world premiere that's heading next to a company in Brooklyn. But the Nashville Opera also has to weigh financial implications. The show needs to make money.
With having content that's so experimental, do you risk not being able to fill seats?
I hope not. I think the merits of the piece outweigh the fear of the subject matter.
Hume says some people might find it controversial, but he sees it as appealing to millennials, which he hopes will get them excited about the company's work overall.
I think it'd be great if locally we were seen as not just a museum. I feel opera is a living and breathing art form, and a very exciting art form.
He thinks people who see Three Way will agree. He just hopes they aren't scared off by the name. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.